Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Me'ilah Yud Aleph, Me'ilah 11a, pagination is 21. We'll start at the first Mishnah on the page, which is about 8 lines down. Hamafrish ma'os l'naziruso. A person separated money for his nazir karbanos. Lo nanin velo mo'alin. You're not allowed to benefit from it for extraneous purposes, but it's not going to be me'ila either. Mipnei shein ru'uyim lavo kulan shlamim, because they're all able to be brought as a karban shlamim. Now, typically when a person separates money for his nazirus karbanos, he presumably intends to use of that money for the different karbanos that he has to bring. The chatas, the ola, the shlamim. And so the mefarish, the inner commentary, words the reasoning over here, de bichol mone umone matzinon lemeimar zehifrish leshlamim, because on any particular coin that was used for extraneous purposes, we could say this is the coin that was meant to be for the shlamim. Shlamim are kachim kalim, and therefore there's no me'ila regarding them until after the animal is bought, the animal is shecht, and the emurim are headed for the mizbeach. At that point, there would be me'ila in that. But generally, when we're starting off, there's not going to be me'ila. And the Mefarish again uses the words a few lines later, Demei Shlamim Ika Beinayu. There is in this mix the money of Shlamim, and that enables us to sidestep the laws of Me'ila, because any particular coin could be a Shlamim, and therefore there's no direct Me'ila, there's no direct taking of what belongs definitively to a karban that would cause me'ila. If you look at Taisvis, and that's the approach that the Rambam takes as well, it's a much bolder approach. Taisvis Dibra Maskal Hamafrish writes, Mepnei Shehim Ru'uyim Lavo Kulam Shlamim, because the entire amount could be a shlamim. If we go back to the Mishnah, mipnei shem ru'uyim lavo kulan shlamim, any part of it could be shlamim, or he could go ahead and take the entire amount that he designated for his karbanos, use it for shlamim, and then go ahead from his own money and pay for the chatas and the ola. And therefore, literally, the money in front of us is possible to be totally shlamim. Continuing in the Mishnah, Mace, Vayulamos Stumim, Yipululinadava. If he died and he had unidentified money oriented to Karbanos, so then it could go to Nadava, to voluntary communal karbanos on the Mizbeach, ma'os mifurashim, if it's designated money for a particular type of karban, so demei chatos yechol yam ha-melach, if it was meant for a chatos, then it gets destroyed, it gets thrown into the sea, because we're dealing with a chatos shemes by love, the owner's dead now. Lo nenin velo mo'alin, you're not allowed to benefit, but it's not me'ila either. Demei ola yavi ola umo'alin bahin. If it's money designated for ola, so then you could bring in ola, and that would have me'ila. Demei shlamim yavi shlamim v'ne'echolim liyom echad v'ein tu'unim lechem. And there's a procedure if it was meant to be a shlamim, there's a procedure for that as well. Let's move on to the next Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon, Omer Rabbi Shimon says, Hadam kal betechila v'chome besofo. Blood coming from the animal at the time of Shechita has a leniency in that there's no me'ila, but later on there's me'ila, at least midrabanon, by the time it flows out through the canal out of the Beis HaMikdash, and it's being used by the gardeners, by the farmers nearby. So at that point, there's me'ila, they have to pay the Beis HaMikdash for that. Nesachim, in contrast, the libations, the wine that's being poured by the Mizbeach, Chomer b'techilasan, is strict in the beginning, v'kal b'sofan, and is lenient later on. How so? Dam b'techilaso ein mo'alin, dam in the beginning, there's no me'ila, they were not gozer me'ila in the Beis HaMikdash, and it doesn't have intrinsic me'ila. Yotzalik naz nachal kidron, when it goes out of the Beis HaMikdash, mo'alin bo, there's gzera drabanan on that. Nisachim, the libations, b'techilasan mo'alin bohen, in the beginning, there is me'ila. Yardu l'shisin, while they're going down into the cavern underneath the Mizbeach, so that the mitzvah was already done because it was poured. If someone were to stick his hand in there, we're just using one possibility over here to try to keep things simple, he sticks his hand in and he takes it, so it's already gone through the hole, so the mitzvah was fulfilled. It has not yet landed in the cavern, so it doesn't become kadosh. If it would from the cavern, it didn't become kadosh yet. And ein mo'alin bahem, and therefore there's a moment there referred to as sofan, later on in the process, which is no me'ila. Let's take a look at the Gemara on Amud Beis that elaborates and gives us the opportunity to touch on the machlokas regarding these caverns. Midway on the page, at the end of a line by the two dots, Nesachim b'techilasa mo'alin bohem. Initially, the libations are me'ila, but after you pour them, it's not going to be me'ila. And the Gemara quotes Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Tzadok Omer. Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Tzadok says, Lul katan haya bein kevesh lamezbeach b'ma'aravo shal kevesh. There was a small entranceway near the ramp of the mezbeach, which achas l'shivim shana, once every 70 years, pirchei kehuna yardim bo, the youths of the Kohanim would go down in there, or mevi'im yayin karush, they would take out the congealed wine, shudome li'igule devela, which looked like pressed figs. And this was a process which they did to clean out the cavern, v'sorfen oso b'kedusha, and they would burn that in holiness, considering it holy. And that could be compatible with our Mishnah, which says that there's no me'ila after the fact, if you assume that the Mishnah was talking, as I described, that a person stuck his hand in and grabbed it before it hit the bottom of the cavern. Once it hits the bottom of the cavern, that would be viewed as making it kodesh, and that's why it's being burned b'kedusha, because at that point it's being viewed similar to a klishares, a holy vessel that makes what's in it kadosh. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.